Wisconsin scientists are watching Little Plover. It's a small river in Portage County, but coveted because of its native brook trout. The water has been running low, and it might be a symptom of a bigger problem. Lots of farming happens in the region, and irrigation. There are fears the heavy pumping is leaving streams and lakes teetering on the brink. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz spoke with a hydrogeologist immersed in researching the problem.
The region is known as Central Sands. George Kraft arrived on the scene 24 years ago to direct the Groundwater Center at UW-Stevens Point. He calls the area a hydrogeologist's dream. On the eastern edge are moraines from the Ice Age. To the west, flats reach out to the Wisconsin River.
We also have many, many headwater streams. They're trout streams, cold water ecosystems there, and 80-some lakes that are prized for many things, county parks, cottages, wildlife, fishing, and all of that.
Farmers also prize the flats. Potato and vegetable growers cultivate bumper yields from the sandy soil by drawing up groundwater to irrigate the fields.
Since 2000, there's been a large expansion in high-capacity wells, dominantly for agriculture.
Bringing the count up to 3,000 high-capacity wells that in a year's time pump up 78 billion gallons of water. Kraft says he dove into the quantity issue a decade ago when his phone didn't stop ringing. He says people living on Central Sands lakes wanted to know why their water levels were dipping. They suspected irrigation, but he admits he was skeptical.
Because we know that there's natural ups and downs. Could this be explained just by what we see naturally?
However, as Kraft began investigating low lake and stream levels across the sands, they did not correlate with weather conditions. They weren't that dry. So he dug deeper.
And this is when we start dusting off some of these old reports and all that and find, by golly, this was predicted 30 or 40 years ago.
In 1971, the U.S. Geological Survey published a dense document. It's titled Effects of Irrigation on Stream Flow in the Central Sand Plain of Wisconsin, and it's replete with charts and graphs.
It's when the groundwater pumping and the irrigation was in its infancy. And these really smart guys went out, and we do a lot of these things in very short term on a computer now, and they had to do them with pencils and slide rules. But they said, geez, you know, if we don't get ahead on the management of this resource, we're going to see these lakes dry up and these headwater streams dry up. And indeed, we didn't manage the resource, continued pumping more and more water, more wells, and we have the situation they predicted today.
Kraft, along with other scientists, have tweaked scientific models, and students have mucked around waterways and collected current-day data. He says levels in some Central Sands lakes are down 5 to 7 feet. The Little Plover River has become the poster child for the region's dilemma.
It's going on 7 years ago, since a little 8 years, that the Little Plover dried, and they haven't grasped the science just yet.
Kraft was among the scientists who sat around a table Tuesday as the DNR talked about developing a multi-agency approach to maintaining healthy water levels. Although Kraft welcomes drawing fellow hydrologists into the research pool, he'd like to turn the conversation to what
would a different kind of agricultural system look like that would be sustainable with the lakes and streams. You know, how much water could we pump and still have a lake that fish will live in?
Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.